Childhood in England. Listen to an interview with an English writer living in Italy. First, you will have 1 minute to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the beginnings of the sentences 1 to 7 with the sentence endings A to J. There are two sentence endings that you should not use. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 1 minute to check your answers.
Welcome back to our radio programme with novelist Margaret Wright. So, Margaret, I'm interested in the title of your latest book, The Italian Surprise. I know you live in Italy, but I think you grew up in England. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right. I was born in England. My father's job meant that we changed town every 2 or 3 years, so we lived in many different places.
So, I suppose that meant many different schools, too.
Yes, too many. Every time I found a good group of friends, it was time to change school again. I didn't like it at all.
Is there one place that you liked more than the others?
Well, Cambridge was nice. We lived there when I was 8 or 9 years old. My school was near the river, and from my classroom I could see the university students preparing for the big boat competitions against the University of Oxford.
And do you remember any particular episode from that time?
Actually, I do. Although it was many years ago, I remember it as if it were yesterday.
Please, tell us more.
Well, at that school, the last lesson every Tuesday afternoon was country dancing. I don't think they do that these days in schools, do they?
Country dancing at school? No, I don't think so.
Well, we had to make 2 long lines of about 10 children, all holding hands. One line stood opposite the other line. Then the teacher used to play a traditional folk song on the piano, and the 2 lines had to dance towards each other and then dance back again.
So the lines met in the middle of the room and then moved away again?
Yes, that's right. And every time, I don't know how, there was a boy opposite me, always the same boy. And every time the lines met, he used to try and kiss me.
A young romantic.
Exactly. I hated it. But the funny thing was, I think it was a sign of my destiny.
Your destiny?
Yes, because the boy was Italian. And many years later, I met another Italian who I liked much more. In fact, I married him. And that's why I now live in Italy.
Do you remember the boy's name?
I certainly do. It was... You will now hear the recording for the second time.
Welcome back to our radio programme with novelist Margaret Wright. So, Margaret, I'm interested in the title of your latest book, The Italian Surprise. I know you live in Italy, but I think you grew up in England. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right. I was born in England. My father's job meant that we changed town every 2 or 3 years, so we lived in many different places.
So I suppose that meant many different schools, too.
Yes, too many. Every time I found a good group of friends, it was time to change school again. I didn't like it at all.
Is there one place that you liked more than the others?
Well, Cambridge was nice. We lived there when I was 8 or 9 years old. My school was near the river, and from my classroom I could see the university students preparing for the big boat competitions against the University of Oxford.
And do you remember any particular episode from that time?
Actually, I do. Although it was many years ago, I remember it as if it were yesterday.
Please, tell us more.
Well, at that school, the last lesson every Tuesday afternoon was country dancing. I don't think they do that these days in schools, do they?
Country dancing at school? No, I don't think so.
Well, we had to make 2 long lines of about 10 children, all holding hands. One line stood opposite the other line. Then the teacher used to play a traditional folk song on the piano, and the 2 lines had to dance towards each other and then dance back again.
So the lines met in the middle of the room and then moved away again?
Yes, that's right. And every time, I don't know how, there was a boy opposite me, always the same boy. And every time the lines met, he used to try and kiss me.
A young romantic.
Exactly. I hated it. But the funny thing was, I think it was a sign of my destiny.
Your destiny?
Yes, because the boy was Italian. And many years later, I met another Italian who I liked much more. In fact, I married him. And that's why I now live in Italy.
Do you remember the boy's name?
I certainly do. It was...